Jesus Christ, Son of God? But this same Bible which told me of my sin told me also of Jesus Christ, who claimed to be the Son of God. If Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then we may indeed be sure of salvation. But the difficulty faces us. Is Jesus Christ really the Son of God? He could only be one of three: the Son of God, or a deceiver, or an honest man himself under a delusion. But we find him meeting some of the cleverest men of his day, who were purposely sent to catch him in his words, and he so silenced them that they did not dare ask him any more questions. For example, Matthew 22:46. And when we ourselves consider the wisdom of his statements from an intellectual standpoint, we see plainly that he was under no delusion as to himself. Then, was his wisdom so great that he was using it to deceive the people? Have you ever heard of a young man associating with swindlers and rogues, and because of that association, become ennobled, pure, and honest? No. You admit that you have not heard of such a case. But I know a young man who, by the reception of Christ into his life, has been lifted from the basest desires to the noblest manhood. I simply cannot believe that the reception of a deceiver into one's life could transform it for the good. The other day I heard a man say, "I owe it to Jesus Christ that I can walk down the street with my head held erect and my shoulders squared to the world. I owe it to Him that I can look a pure woman in the face and grip an honest man by the hand." In Christ, a new creation. I call to witness the opinion of the whole civilized world that Jesus Christ was at least a good man. If so, then an honest man. And if honest, he must have been what he claimed to be, the Son of God, sent to lay down his sinless life in place of your sinful life and mine. Leaders from several professions have this to say about Jesus Christ. United States Senator Mark O. Hatfield testifies, "I saw that for 31 years I had lived for self and decided I wanted to live the rest of my life only for Jesus Christ. I asked God to forgive my self-centered life and to make my life His own. Following Jesus Christ has been an experience of increasing challenge, adventure, and happiness. Living a committed Christian life is truly satisfying because it has given me true purpose and direction by my serving not myself, but Jesus Christ." Robert E. "Bob" Richards, former Olympic track star, said, "My only reason for being in sports is to give my testimony to the youth of all the world that Jesus Christ can save from sin, and that one can be a Christian and still excel in good creative things. Young people need to realize that God unleashed a power when Jesus Christ died on Calvary." Lieutenant General retired William K. Harrison, former senior delegate of the United Nations Command Truce Team in Korea, and later Commander-in-Chief of the Caribbean Command, wrote, "It is wonderful to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am exceedingly thankful that God has graciously led me to saving faith in Christ. God gives us who believe in Christ a daily personal experience which is convincing evidence of the reality of the new life in Christ." Sincerity is not enough. "But I do not ask you to accept Him as yours, for you may have an objection. Although it is plausible that the Bible is true, are not alternative views also plausible? Why not be reasonable and submit them to a fair test as well?" On telling my conviction to a friend, he replied, "You are all right, but so am I, although I don't see things as you do. It seems to me that it doesn't matter so much what a man believes, so long as he is sincere in his belief." Let us test that statement. One fine Sunday morning, a neighbor of mine said to his wife and family, "Let us take the car and go for a picnic." Traveling north, he came to a railway crossing and, sincerely believing that there would be no trains on a Sunday morning, attempted to drive across. He was killed on the spot. One son had an arm broken and his little daughter was in a cast for months. Did his sincere belief save him? No, it did not. I know a nurse who, while she was on night duty, administered what she sincerely believed was the right medicine. But she was wrong, and 20 minutes later her patient was dead in spite of frantic efforts to save him. Of course we need sincerity, but we must sincerely believe truth, not error. In fact, having sincere belief in error can be the very means of deceiving and finally destroying us.